Welcome to episode 5 of Denalysis.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Which is just as well, because on episode 4 you just went absolutely mental on Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's like, the whole point was to try and get across that it's too early.
And it ended spoke.
And it ended up being entirely about Christmas.
It was basically a Christmas special.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dan's here to keep us on track.
Yeah.
This time.
And then, to keep me on track, we have our guest.
Hello!
She doesn't sound like that.
That's not. She can't speak normally.
Like, we know there's a microphone.
I just thought dramatic intro.
I mean, you've done that.
This is Becky.
Hi.
She speaks normally, usually, but the microphone's changed her already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi.
We're going to do some background on Becky.
Like disclosure checks and stuff.
I'm assuming you've already done those.
I'm all good. Yeah, I've passed. Yeah.
Good.
Becky's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's more what I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were leading for. So that's that. We'll see if she is at the end of the episode.
Let's see, yeah, what she says.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Wow. Okay. Moving on.
Battle lines drawn.
Okay, so. Oh, that's staying. Yeah.
Did you hear that? That was knuckles.
Yeah, just cracked my knuckles.
Mm.
Right, so Dan wasn't here last week. Callum was on with me. We spoke about Christmas.
The entire time. Well, the stuff that got left in.
Yeah, and then we went on to...
Callum wanted us to talk about, quote, being English in Scotland.
Yes.
So living in Scotland.
Yes.
But being English.
But being English.
Which is where the mistake starts.
Wow.
Because he lives in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And then complained that it's more abusive than Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm not from Glasgow.
No.
Proudly. But,
I think that's probably right, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
You know?
Because he said that it was quite aggressive towards him.
Yeah.
Often. Just for being English. Not for anything he does. Just
for,
being English.
Yeah.
Even though, as he put it, fake English. Or...
Yeah, but then you say fake English, but Callum and I are two people that you wouldn't be able to associate with, like, the north of England. As in, I'm from Newcastle.
Yeah.
So...
We are.
Yeah, but we are from there, but just, like, speaking to us. I'm saying we don't always walk around wearing our Newcastle tops, so it's
no.
quite difficult to... Yeah, just from accents.
You can tell you're English.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or you could be confused for south, more south,
more
is that what you're saying?
That. There's more of a hatred towards the further south you go.
Maybe.
Do you think you get a lot of hate?
I don't.
Oh,
no,
okay,
I don't think
enough.
So.
You
mean,
I get
grief.
Yeah, because you live in Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh's quite...
The thing that you rose was the sport issue. That's where you have an issue.
You haven't said much yet, Becky.
I don't really know a lot.
About anything.
I don't really know.
I just...
You don't have a strong opinion.
Well, you know how bad I am with accents and places. So.
Could you tell Dan was English?
No.
Really?
Where did you think he was from?
I don't even know.
If you took a guess...
When you said Newcastle, oh, okay. I'm awful. Like, really bad.
But you could tell us from the UK. You wouldn't think I was, like, French or Spanish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I knew you were from the UK.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But your background is Ireland.
Yes, yeah.
What do... the Irish think when England are playing sport?
So we'll move on to the next topic.
You're quite heavily... You're quite heavily like, I want them to lose at all costs.
I'll admit it. whoever is playing England, we'll just want...
No matter who it is.
No matter who it
no.
is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean... Mm.
I mean, not that doesn't mean
it's
I don't hate you guys.
Not,
I love you guys.
It's not
but,
a new thing, so I've heard it before. So you know,
I don't know
I'm
why.
Used to,
why?
See, they don't even know why.
Yeah.
Like,
Scotland have a very similar attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone does. No offense, guys, but
yeah.
This is
even like France. I feel just I don't know why I'm picking
What about
France.
Them?
I think France is the only one that Dan might hate more than the English.
Possibly.
If England are playing France, then...
Then you're just out of the room.
Yeah. So,
anyway...
England playing people. This is going to sound like a compliment.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm going
to... It means it is.
I'm going to spin it as a compliment.
Don't take it as a compliment. when England play football, I think the whole of Scotland want them to lose because we're slightly
jealous.
That, like, I would support Scotland in a major tournament
if you got to
if we were in any.
Yeah,
haven't been any since 98 or 96, which either way is before I was born.
Yeah,
not before you were born, maybe.
Depends which one of those dates it was.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. But it's been a long time. So, like, you could become, like, just, who can we support? England have got Iceland. We're now Icelandic for the next 24 hours. It's like, that's
I don't
like
get the obsession with football.
Football?
Actually, yeah.
You just don't like football?
No, if it's on the TV, I'll watch it, but I don't get the obsession. Like, why is there so much rivalry?
Like, tribalism.
Yeah.
Well, that's another argument, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, if you're from Glasgow, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I think you nailed, like, any reason, though, that England gets stick. It's all stuff that happened a really long time ago.
That you're still holding on to.
Right.
That a lot of people don't even really know.
Yeah, so for you, what is the reason?
I don't really know.
Yeah, there we go.
Boom, that's two out of two.
So,
like, there's bound, like, I mean, a lot of political stuff that no one's getting into now.
Yeah, exactly. I can understand, like, if we were living...
Yeah, because even you would say that you would hate the English political system.
It's not hard at the moment.
No, exactly.
When football was... No. But when football was first created, was it not like the football was actually made out of, like, pig skin? And then it was across...
Is it a pig's bladder?
Possibly. But then they played it across a mile between two villages, right?
Oh, there is this weird thing.
Yeah, right?
That's
that
English
just popped
thing.
Into my head.
Right. Yeah, there's still a thing like that. But it's not goals. It's like whoever ends with the ball after, like,
in their village.
A certain amount of hours.
We studied that in PE.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the history of sport.
It's weird. Look that up. The answer to the question. I think it's bizarre that Callum gets hate. But it's in Glasgow, so I kind of...
understand it.
In terms of the general stick, though, I think it's things that people should be over, but we're not.
Well, they haven't got a new thing yet.
Yeah.
So when something new comes along, another reason, like, I'm guessing, like, 2 years' time... When Brexit has ruined everything and Scotland want to become independent and they're not letting go or something like that, that'll be the new thing.
Yeah.
That'll be the reason why they hate... That's something they can, like, stick themselves to. Like, oh, this is why we're just not supporting you.
Because the other thing I hear in football terms is, like, we'll never hear the end of it if they win something.
Yeah.
Which is true. Yeah. I mean...
it's the same with Scotland.
1966 is still flying strong.
But you'd have that if you'd won something.
Yeah, true. So. But we don't. So, like, and the pundits don't help. I think having English TV shown to you in Scotland, but they talk to you as if you're English because they're actually talking to the English population.
Yeah.
It's a weird... Basically, we should have our own coverage of international tournaments, but what's the point if we're not at it?
Yeah, it'd be weird sending, like, Scottish...
So if Scotland got to a World Cup, we would maybe get, like, Michael Stewart talking on the BBC about it and about all his World Cup experience. Mm-hmm. But just now we just get English people, like, they celebrate on camera, and I'm like, I don't want to see this. You've not got a clue.
I'm lost. Completely lost.
You're born in Scotland.
Yeah.
I was confused about the whole Irish thing and you having no Irish
accent. I was born in Scotland, but my dad was born in Ireland, and my mum was, her parents are Irish as well, but she was born here and then brought up in Ireland and then moved back here.
It's quite complicated, actually, on that half.
Do you consider yourself Irish or Scottish?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Scottish.
If I'm, like, chilling with Irish people, then I'm Irish. You know, the Irish accent comes out a little bit.
Depends where she is.
But but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose it's the same with you guys, because obviously you're Italian side and then you're English side.
Not one person would ever mistake me for being Italian. Not one.
Yeah, but you have got, like, both, like...
But when I'm in Italy, they're still like, here's a Scottish boy coming over.
That's true. And then you've got the pale redhead behind you, it takes away from that.
But you... Oh, he's brought one of those...
one of those leprechauns.
You said it about me.
Yeah.
Right.
What's next? Well, what's a bugbear for you, Dan? Something that a bugbear? You not heard of that term before?
Yeah. Do you just mean in general?
Well, in something, you know, that annoys you. Something.
It's just something that something. I can rant about.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna. I've got
a question.
What?
What the hell's a bugbear?
A bugbear is just generally something that niggles at you.
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrasing.
There's another thing Becky's not very good at. Common phrases.
Really?
I'm good at them.
What common phrases?
I don't even know.
I don't know. There's a lot of things people say that you don't know. But then I don't know if that's an Irish thing as well, because your dad says things that I have no idea what they mean.
Yeah.
So, like, it's different ones usually.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Like, do you know what a press is?
Like, if someone says, I don't know.
Yeah, give them context.
Right, like, pour yourself a glass of water, okay, get the glasses in the press.
Is that the dishwasher?
No.
Would make sense. Nope.
That would make sense, but no.
It's just a cupboard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Exactly.
it is, though.
That's apparently a thing down there.
A press.
A press, yeah.
Do you know where that comes from? Like, what, why?
I don't know. No? Just
no.
You know, press, yeah.
Yeah, so there you are. Bugbear.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
You properly flung this at me, and I have no. Have you got anything that's straight off the bat?
That niggles me.
Yeah,
bugbears me. I don't think that's how you use it. Something that bugbears me.
When people...
Really?
Yeah.
I've got one. When you've got... We talked about this. When you've got one item, or like two items in a shop, and the person in front of you has like a trolley.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
And they
don't let you in front.
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
That happened to me the other day.
All the time in Aldi.
It happened in Aldi, but... Generally, people are quite okay in Aldi, to let me go in front of them.
Because
obviously, I live across the road from it, so I go and get like two or three items at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing a big shop ever.
Yeah.
But the other day, I was in there, and like, I was in a bit of a rush. I can't quite remember what it was for. But I had like two things, and the woman in front of me, she had a full trolley, but she also had like two kids running around, so she was taking ages to unload it. She hadn't even started to unload it. Like, we both arrived at the till at the same time.
Oh.
And she was like unloading, the kids were running around, like messing around. And I just stood there like...
like, excuse me.
I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be rude.
Well, I did one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm English, you see, and that's...
I wouldn't say anything either.
No. I'm sorry. She had... No, it wasn't even a she, beg your pardon. Anyway, I had... I can't remember what shop it was. It was probably Lidl's or something, right? And there was this guy in front of me who had literally a trolley full, and I had, I think it was like three or four items.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't even started unloading. No, I think he'd loaded his Lady Apples. Because I read what was on there. It was Lady... It was six Lady Apples. Mm. They're actually quite nice.
You had that much time. You were like reading what type of apple.
No, he popped them up, and then I was like, oh, Lady Apples. My mum likes them. Okay. Anyway, so I had like three or four items, and I just looked at him and went, do you mind if I go in front?
Yeah.
And then kind of like gestured my hands to be like, oh, like, you see, I've got
three
items.
See, I'm scared of
it. And he just looked at me and then just went, okay.
Yeah, so he let you.
Yeah.
See, I was scared at that point because I wouldn't be able to handle the rejection.
Yeah.
If he'd have said no.
But think it would take a strong person to reject them in the first place, I think.
Yeah. But
if someone asks you, oh, can I go in front of you?
It takes a strong person to ask.
And you say no, like that, wow.
I would have been humiliated.
Yeah, but I can't see a situation where someone would say no.
No, but if they went, no, I was here first,
then
I'd be like, I'm away home.
So I'm going to put this back in the shed. Didn't want any of this.
There's no way I'm staying in that one after that.
Yeah.
This came about because we were in like a pub restaurant place last week.
Yeah.
And so basically my rant is about just rude people, really.
Yes.
But... I was in this thing, so I was about to go and order. It's one of them you have to like order at the bar.
Right.
Right. So, woman comes holding like a small child carrier with a child in it.
Yeah.
And then has another toddler. Dad was like away doing something. So I was like, you can go in front. Because like she had a child in her hand and I knew she wasn't going to be there long.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can go in front. And she just glided past as if it was totally expected.
Yeah.
It was like, no thank you.
Oh, wow.
Which is like, now I want to retract it.
Yeah. Actually, hang on, get back.
It's just weird to me.
That great.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That would be like play in my mind for like the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I'd be like, think that, like, I can't believe that woman didn't say thank you.
Yeah, well, that's why it's fresh in my mind.
That's the problem as well, because now, in future, like, if that was happening again, you'd be like, Yeah, you know what? I'm probably not going to let that person.
Is that she's ruined it? She's ruined it for all the young mums.
Ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what my sister does? If that's the case, it's like Shalina, shout out to Shaz.
She's never listened to one, but
okay. Yeah. But anyway, so she does that, and someone cuts in front of her without saying thank you, she will purposely and audibly say, "You're welcome."
Oh no!
And
they, she's one of
them. And they awkwardly turn and go, "Oh, thank you," and you're like, "Oh, yeah, I die." I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Makes you feel so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of them. But then in my head, I'm like, no, you're right, because yeah, she should have said thank you. Yeah.
But it's again like being so English.
Yeah.
Or Scottish. It's a Scottish thing as well, apparently. You're just like, oh, okay, I'll just
yeah,
be quiet.
Yeah, it's definitely a British thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
The other one is on the other end of the extreme was when we were in Italy. In Italians, not to generalise, but I'm allowed to because I'm technically Italian, have no concept of manners.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah.
So we were in like a clothes shop or something.
Yeah, was that where
and
your
we
mom?
Were stood yeah, we were all there. Yeah. Stood in the queue and this woman just like completely ignored the queue and walked up to the next till. And Becky's like looking going, "So does she know this is the queue?" I'm like, "She knows it's here."
Yeah.
But it's just like expected.
But she also knows the till's there.
Yeah. It's
genuinely, I was just.
It's so strange. Yeah.
Do you know what else really freaked me out about Italy? I love it, but the fact that they can try on earrings.
Yeah, that really bothered you.
Yeah.
Being, because you were a jeweler at the time.
Yeah. So yeah, we went into this one store and this guy showed me earrings. He's like, "Oh, you can try them on." I was like, "Oh no, I can't." And he was like,
"You're wrong."
And he was like, "No, you can try them on. I'll clean them after." And I was like,
"What?"
I didn't.
Yeah.
But it
did you
freaked me
did
out.
Did you buy earrings from them?
No.
I was gonna say. Because other people
does.
Could have tried on.
Yeah, your mum.
Yeah, my mum does regularly.
And she's never had an earring fixed.
To be fair, I don't think that'd be the case if you went to like a proper city. Where we go is like rural Italy.
Yeah.
So it's like the real I don't think people have been to like Rome or that, I don't think
that's
going on.
But
they're an incredible breed of people because they are so laid back and then so not.
Nobody's ever put it so well.
Yeah.
That's
like
exactly what it is.
Too laid back, and then when they decide that they're annoyed, it's over the top.
Yeah.
Like loud. Yeah. And it's really strange.
Yeah.
Because then you get like driving, which very much mirrors that, where parking is actually just stopping and getting out.
Oh yeah, the roads. I nearly died several times by car in Milan.
Yeah, zebra crossings are for decoration.
Yeah.
Actually, pedestrian crossings.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So the one, even the ones with the lights on.
Yeah.
We had no idea what the whole. Well, in England, obviously, there's the like.
If the green man's on.
Green man's on, that means you walk.
You can. You can stop. You can go over without risking a car coming through. Yeah.
Well, however,
which makes total sense.
Because like, isn't there a red man, a green man, and an orange man in Italy?
Yeah, but the orange one is just like,
is.
You know, I'm changing. It's similar to like,
right, okay,
like,
to
you
like
do
normal
that?
Traffic lights.
But
it's like an amber
light. We would
light.
Be walking across on a green man, and the cars would still be coming across.
Yeah, there's not really a system.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like in the centre of Milan. You're like, well, hang on. Like, so we thought must be a system of okay, so red man is like okay, there's about 80% chance you're gonna get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Orange man, about 40% chance you'll get hit if you're walking across. Green man, it's only about 20, so you know have a go.
Yeah.
It's your best option.
Yeah.
That's how we saw it eventually. That must be the system.
Yeah. Because then you get
it's crazy.
It's totally true. Because then you get the other extreme in America, where if you walk anywhere without a green man, you get arrested.
Yeah.
You can't cross a road. You can't be trusted to cross a road by yourself. What else have we got?
What topic was that?
That was bugbears.
Bugbears.
Then we got to somehow got into like
something else.
Foreign
Jeez.
Countries.
Well, I was thinking a bugbear of being on phones around other people.
Is that what you were leading me
That's
into?
That's what I was trying to lead you into.
Wow, complete
cohesive deeper. As. Yeah, we were like clockwork.
That was awful.
Do you know what's a bugbear of mine?
Go on, Dan. I'll say it again. You got any bugbears?
Not really.
No?
Have you got any?
Well, for me, It's when people are on their phones. When you're in a social situation.
Oh, that's annoying. So like, if you're at dinner or drinks or something, they're just texting
they're always scrolling.
Scrolling's the worst.
I can understand if they're messaging somebody because like sometimes you have to reply to a message, but if they're just like...
If you're just aimlessly scrolling...
You're not actually taking anything, you're not really looking at anything, you just... No. You're looking at Dan as if to say...
I thought you'd just give me a weird side eye there.
Becky got really on the defensive there, and I didn't even...
because... Right, when we started first dating, I, you know, would text my parents to be like, oh, like, we're out here, we're doing this and that, just to let them know, right? You would always get on at me about being on my phone, and then I'd just be like, well, I'm texting my parents. But you'd be really annoyed at it.
Because it took you longer than it needed to.
I'm a slow typer.
No, you're not. That's a lie, because you can type without looking, which is also weird.
I think I can type without looking.
Yeah, see, it's not that weird.
Yeah, but it's weird. Weird talking to someone and
typing.
I've started to know, like, on the actual computer, I can actually start typing without looking at the keyboard now.
That's actually a skill that might be useful. But
yeah.
What about, Dan? Mm-hmm. People texting each other when they're in the same house? Like,
I can't ever see a need, unless you're, like, in bed dying or really, really hungover. I can't see a need to have to text somebody.
No.
Unless you live in a huge house.
Yeah. I have lived with my parents forever. Only child. Mm-hmm. Only three of us. I have never seen any point in like texting them.
Yeah.
I think my mum does it sometimes.
Like Becky's got something to say.
My mum does it sometimes just to be funny.
Really?
And then so she'll go like, it's mainly like if she doesn't know if I'm awake. So she'll go like, oh, I'm making breakfast, take it or leave it. And then it's like, I will then cool down.
Mm-hmm.
I will not text back.
Okay.
On my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, it's weird.
So in my house, it's just...
What do you think, Becky?
Well, it's not that weird.
It's weird.
In my opinion. Okay, so we do, in our house, we do text each other. And we recently went on to Great FaceTime.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the one where like you can have like six or seven different people and you can also... Yeah, that was a world.
Were you all in the same
house? We were all in it.
Why?
Yeah, we're all in the same house, yeah.
There's six of you in the house.
Your Wi-Fi is so confused.
No, because we wanted to test out the feature of the group FaceTime, so we all decided to pick a room in the house.
But that's different.
And try it, okay?
That's not...
Yeah. No, that was the first...
Have you done it since?
Have you?
Not with the group FaceTime, but before, I've been, like, for example, me and my sister might be chilling in our room and we'll FaceTime my dad downstairs.
Why?
Just to, or my dad will FaceTime us and be like, oh, Channel 4, there's this program on. Like, you know.
Rather than just shouting.
Yeah, because,
It's very much shouting in my house.
Yeah.
Like, dinner's ready. Yeah. You shout it up, like, upstairs. Yeah.
My dad does this fun
we
thing
do that as well.
Where he just shouts.
Yeah.
And then if you shout back, he goes, you're going to have to come because I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Like you started it.
But my thing is that my mum, like, she would shout upstairs and she'd be shouting on me, but she'd be shouting on my sister's names. But she'd be meaning to talk to me. So
she's
I would
ignore her.
Yeah. Mm. But it would happen all the time. Like, she'd go, Shania, Noni, you know.
Una.
Yeah, Una would
chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, just chuckle the name. So it's just easier. No, we don't do it all the time, but it's just easier to text somebody.
But what if she FaceTimes Una?
Well, she won't do that. She won't do that because she knows.
See, for me as well, my bedroom was like above the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So my dad was like bang on the ceiling.
Friends.
That's brilliant.
Just like, bang, I was like, oh, okay, Dan's ready.
Because Dan watched Friends.
Watch
now.
Friends.
If you didn't know, he watches Friends.
Did
you?
Like
after everybody's watched it like three times.
I'm still bothered though. I'm not letting you away with this. The fact it seems. We've developed technology to such a high level.
Mm-hmm.
It seems such a waste of it that you are sitting in one room, sending your face all the way into the sky. Like, so it goes into your Wi-Fi, which then goes into a big server, which then goes into the cloud or something. And then it comes, your dad's one comes back. So you're like switching it through this route.
You sound like
for
it's so
no
much more difficult than what it is.
It is difficult for all the developers.
I just pick up my phone, and or my dad picks up his phone, texts me, Becky, MasterChef on, whatever channel it is, 9 o'clock, LV dad kiss, and maybe a red light. Right?
There's another way of doing that. You could just go, come into your room, or, you know,
he could.
Shout it, oh, Becky, MasterChef's on.
Yeah, my mum would do that. My dad did that yesterday.
Yeah, but...
He was like, and I'm like, what? He's like, there's ping pong on. The shots are quite cool. Text me it. May investigate.
Yeah.
Text me the channel.
We don't do like, all
FaceTime
this.
Me.
just FaceTime. Turn the camera and I'll watch you here.
FaceTime isn't always right. FaceTime is a one-off, but like it has happened.
This topic got added to the list.
Yes.
Because like some of our friends are students with flatmates with each other.
Yeah.
And I know who they are.
Yeah.
And as flatmates, I would like I've never had a flatmate, but I would assume that you would just like talk to them as if they were like a human being.
That's what
like
I was
even
doing.
In the house.
Yeah.
But they like don't seem to acknowledge that they live in the same house.
Yeah.
They don't see each other.
What?
They don't communicate normally.
Normally.
They could actually be not flatmates and their communication would be the same.
Like,
because
I'd
they talk to each other at uni, they
talk
to each other in the pub, but they will text each other to say like, are you coming out? Even though they're in the same...
Like, one of them could move out and the other one would not
wouldn't notice.
Wouldn't notice, no.
No.
It would be the exact same dynamic, just the money would change.
Yeah.
That is the only...
That's quite strange.
It is really strange.
Bizarre.
So now you see.
Yeah, but I see my parents' faces and they see mine at home.
Yeah, you do also talk to each other in the house.
Yeah. Whereas they don't.
This is different, this extreme level.
Yeah.
It's like one of them will hide in the room if like
hide and seek.
It's like, oh, he's using the cooker. I'm gonna have to wait for my dinner now because I can't like go into the kitchen at the same time.
A conversation and cook.
Yeah,
that is
weird. I'm sorry, but that's strange.
See,
like
it's
you
strange.
You need help. Yeah. If you can't cook together, I'm sorry, but
if you can't cook together, what can you do?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your favorite hob when you're in the kitchen?
Favorite hob depends on cooking then. So I've got there's two
pasta. You're boiling.
I'm boiling pasta. That's front right.
Same.
Yeah. So I only use two, unless I need to use more.
But you've got four.
I've got four. Mm. So I rarely use back two.
Mm.
If I only use the back two if I've got a third pan that needs to be.
I'm the opposite.
You are.
I go front left for stuff that needs to be like really hot or really quickly cooked because that's the biggest flame. And then like pasta and like rice and stuff like that is front right.
Mm. I'm the opposite. I use the back two.
That's weird.
Yeah, that freaked me out the first time I went to yours.
It's because it's farther away from me. So like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's more difficult.
No, but it's safer, isn't it?
Safety.
Yeah, but you're... No.
I'm
so
not going to
lean over.
Yeah, I do. It's not that far away. I'm tall enough, it works, it's fine. But, like, I feel it's safer if it's far away.
Why is it safer?
Because, like, I'm not going to knock the handle and then...
Yeah, but So I was always told as a kid that you put the handles over the side, like, bench so that you can't knock it when you're walking past.
Yeah, but if you put it on the back hob, you don't have to do that. You can, like, have the handle where you want it.
I'd still do that.
But how do you, jiggle?
Because you go that... Bring on to
the front. So you have to turn it. I don't have to turn it. I skip that part. What hob do you use?
The middle one.
The middle one?
Yeah.
Showing her.
Becky's got five hobs.
Five?
Yeah, because there's one in the middle and then one, two, three, four.
All right, I just assumed.
Like four,
I just assumed there's just like millions.
No.
There's
it's just
like
five, but I mostly use the middle one.
That's massive though, is it not? That's like a double ring. Because I've got one of them.
Yeah, I've got one of them back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mostly
it's like
that.
It's an absolute.
But even that, but
fire
even,
bit.
Even back home,
massive.
I'm only using the front two. It's more like as normal. Like, and then if I'm cooking something big, like a massive, I don't know, something big, I'm using the big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
Hefty.
Yeah. A casserole.
Yeah. I don't like casserole.
A casserole.
Never cooked a casserole.
A stew.
Never cook this.
I cook sauces on the left.
Sauces?
Yeah. I haven't realised that. If I'm making like a gravy or something, or like a tomato sauce or something, it's always on the left. But then, if like for example, so if I make a pasta, the pasta's always on the right and the sauce is on
the
left.
So the form of your food dictates what side it goes on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've just realised that.
I mean, mines are the same for pasta because I just have the habit. Like, pasta's on the left and sauce is on the right.
No,
pasta's front right.
Yeah, front right and sauce is
on the
front
side. That's on the wrong side.
No.
I'm left-handed though, so I can reverse.
That's true.
Reverse all of
reverse.
You.
Reverse.
Yeah. Definitely matters.
Classic.
Yeah.
Because that annoys me if, like, my dad's doing something, then I'll go and, like, do you know, if he turns you, like, turn it or
do
something with it, then I'll have to, like, swap which side his handle's on, and that really annoys him.
Yeah.
Like, forks and knives.
Yeah, but the fork and knife thing, that's another argument.
Oh, you set them up the other way?
No, I set them up the right way.
So,
but,
like,
but I'm left-handed, and I eat the way that they should be, like the way that waiters
which is what?
Give you them.
Fork on the right, knife on the left, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it is in my books. Fork on the right, knife on the left.
Fork, right hand.
That's the left.
That's your
hand,
left hand.
That's just mimed right hand with his left hand.
Fork on the left.
Yeah.
Knife on the right. Sorry, I've messed it up. I have to edit all that out.
No, you don't. You're keeping it.
Fork and fork in this hand.
You lifted your left hand
and
fork in the
right.
It's
in my
right.
Oh, damn.
It's been a long day. It's just merited. It's still Saturday in Dad's mind.
Yeah.
It's just been one massive.
Sure
yeah.
So
you set it up the
fork
way,
on the left hand.
Yeah.
Knife on the right hand.
Becky walks into restaurants and switches them.
Yeah.
What, on all tables?
Yes.
Sorry, Al, what are you doing here?
Sorry, you're eating that wrong. I take it out of your hand. And I swat. No.
So wait, you have it fork left hand.
Fork is in my right hand.
That's
the knife
yours is.
What is wrong with you? Your right and
left.
Left
hand.
Yeah, but that's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
You have the other way around.
I do it the other way. So the fork is in the right hand and the knife's in the left hand, and I eat. Yeah. But my wine glass or my glass is always on my left hand.
Yeah, you switch the glass as well.
Yeah.
Basically, you're left-handed, but you don't write with your left hand.
That's true. And I noticed last night actually, because we went out for dinner, the waiter, because I switched him around before he gave me my extra cutlery for the starter, he really got freaked out.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know
thought
what.
That
yeah.
Confused the hell out of him.
And then he then realised and then put it the right way around.
Did
like
switch
as
it?
No, mine's just
it'd
stayed
be
the same.
Funny if he switched.
I think you find out you're wrong.
No, like so my knife was on the left and he was putting
was
the extra
giving,
knife on the right hand
yeah.
But yeah.
So when he's giving like your main knife.
Yeah.
But you're right handed.
I'm right handed.
So my sister's left handed and I think she eats like you eat.
Like me,
yeah. I'm left handed but
I lay the table that way as well.
I have
yeah.
So that's just
it's selfish.
Yeah. Because I'm left handed but I've adapted like everything I do apart from writing. To just be right-handed because that's the way the world's designed.
Right. Okay.
So I just like.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, Becky. Good
You're
fun.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So you said some interesting things, some strange things,
some things which may not still be in.
Yeah.
But.
Thanks, guys. I'm sure all my active listeners will be very disappointed.
Yeah. So when's your spin-off podcast, right?
Well, this isn't Denalysis anymore. I've come up with a new name.
Okay, go on then. Is it clean?
Yeah, no,
okay,
yeah. Is it clean? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm just...
Garden.
Hurry up.
That is garden.
Banalysis.
Banalysis. That doesn't work on any
because like
level.
Becky and Dan and Banalysis and the logo could be
it
a banana.
It just sounds more like
oh it could yeah she's cracked it
anyway since you're not
so,
coming back next week do you have any topics which we could maybe
I have a cool fact about pineapple.
That is what you ask. That is what we asked for. So,
I mean,
what is this cool
specify.
Fact? You can't just drop.
No.
Starts out.
There it is. You can't just drop that in there and not give us it. So, what is this cool fact about pineapples?
Oh, we're maybe wrapping up. But,
shut up.
Okay.
But if you go to a store and you pick up like a fresh pineapple,
yeah,
the way to choose the freshest and sweetest pineapple is to see how you've got like the leaves at the top.
Yeah.
If you look right in the middle and you pick out the most centre leaf,
yeah,
that comes out really easily and nice with a nice snap.
Yeah.
Sweetest.
So you're doing that to all the pineapple?
Right? Yeah, until I find the best one. Dan?
Anyway.
Any ripeness?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's not really a topic for next week, but thanks for that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything maybe that we could ask the listeners?
Yeah, I want to get them involved.
Anything we argue about that...
which I think... There's one that we argued about the other day.
About the fridge.
Yeah, it's about whether you keep your ketchup in the fridge.
Tomato ketchup in the fridge.
Or in
or
a cupboard.
Or sauces, basically.
Yeah, condiments.
Yeah.
In the fridge or in a cupboard.
The answer is no. But
the answer is yes.
It depends what you're keeping in the
tomato ketchup.
Just ketchup.
Strictly
just ketchup, brown sauce.
Right.
Those type.
Yeah.
Of
mayonnaise
type. Of,
yeah.
No, mayo's fridge.
Mayo's fridge. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But like, yeah. So my answer is yes, you do keep them in the fridge.
Yeah.
The answer is no, you keep them in the cupboard or whatever.
What do you?
What do you do?
Where do you keep in your ketchup? Cold tomato ketchup.
No, I don't think I have ketchup in the fridge,
no.
But I have, like, most other sauces.
Well, he's a psychopath.
So let's ask the listeners.
Yeah.
Just type something in saying...
At Denalysis.
At Denalysis Pod.
Pod. I
on
just took
Twitter.
A breather. Sorry.
Hopefully other ones.
Other platforms, we might have a Facebook page or a
we might
Instagram
do,
page.
Because some people are moaning that if you don't have Twitter, you can't get involved.
Yeah, Charlie.
It'll be in the description.
Yeah, it'll be in the description.
New things.
So anyway, just back me up, guys.
Just because, get back involved. Because we've not had that much interaction since the celebrations.
No.
But it was quite fun when we had that.
Yeah.
So, I'll see you.
Tomato ketchup. Fridge or cupboard.
There we are. Or press.
Or press, actually.
If it's not still in the main thing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Press is like Irish for cupboard. So,
there we go. So... Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for coming back.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'll be back.
Well,
I think that's up to us.
But, until next time.
Bye.